What happened to St. Peter? In the Gospel today, which comes chronologically before the first reading, he's kind of acting all weird. He's like jumping around. He's going in the water. He doesn't have much clothes on. He's acting like a kind of a fool. And then all of a sudden in the first reading, he's preaching with great confidence and speaking to the entire powers that be in Jerusalem and saying, "It was in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. In his name this man stands before you healed. He is the stone rejected by you, the builders. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved." That's about as bold as it gets. How does he go from running around aimlessly, confused, even, of course, before having denied Christ, to now preaching the message of Jesus Christ, the good news of the resurrection, with absolute confidence? How does he do that? How does that happen? Well, today is one main reason in the gospel. We see he encounters the risen Lord. That little line that he says, that St. John says to him, "It is the Lord. It is the Lord. This is the one whom we believed in, who died, and now we know has risen from the dead." That Peter has encountered the risen Lord. And this encounter with the risen Lord has changed his entire life. It's changed how he's seen his past, it changes his present moment, and it changes his future. Now everything in his life is based on the risen Lord. There's nothing that can remain the same after he's encountered the risen Lord. And see the tenderness that Jesus has. He calls them children, which is the only other time he calls them children in the Gospel of John is at the Last Supper. Right before he's about to die, he's gathered with them, and he refers to them as children. And again, he refers to them as children here. And then he says the greatest line in Scripture, "Come have breakfast." That of all the amazing things that are happening with the resurrection and the entire salvation of the world at stake, he has the presence of mind to say to his disciples, "Come have breakfast. Come share with me a meal. Come get to know me." For us, hopefully in our lives, we've had some experience of the risen Lord, that we've experienced some of that tenderness, some of that love that he has for us, that intimate care, that personal knowledge that he has of us. And as the craziness of our lives goes on, I'm sure for St. Peter, as his life got crazier and crazier, going to prison, all this other stuff, that he went back time and time again to this experience he had of the risen Lord. It's so true for us too, it's true for me, that we have these experiences of the risen Lord in our lives, little moments of privileged time with him where we know it is the Lord in our life. And then life goes on, right? That all the kind of chaos of life goes on, ups and downs, successes and failures. But it's important to go back in your mind to those privileged moments, like Peter on the seashore, that we can say, "Remember that time that I said, it is the Lord, that he was with me, that he was sharing a meal with me, that he was intimately involved in all the details of my life." To go back to those moments, they didn't just happen in your life for one day to be better than the others. They're privileged moments of encounter with the risen Lord, and they're meant to be gone back to again and again and again, because we've never mined, God is infinite, we can never mine fully the riches that he has for us unless we go back to it again and again and see what it means, not yesterday for me, but today. What does that experience mean for me right now? So today, ask the risen Lord to make himself known to you, and look back in your mind and see, where have I experienced the risen Lord? Where have I been filled with such confidence and excitement that it is the Lord? It is the risen Lord who has come and by whom I am saved.